This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Democratic majority-led U.S. House of Representatives will start debate today on impeaching U.S. President Donald Trump again. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The 45th president is on the verge of becoming the first impeached twice. House Democrats accuse him of inciting an insurrection at the Capitol last week.
We fight like hell.
Saying his own words at a rally showed he egged on supporters who assaulted the building and praised them during the attack. The president showing no remorse.
People thought that what I said was totally appropriate.
And blasted Democrats for moving ahead with impeachment.
Causing tremendous anger and division and pain.
Some House Republicans say they'll vote to impeach, including number three GOP leader Liz Cheney. The House had been urging Vice President Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove the president, but Pence refused, saying it's time to unite. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The New York Times reports U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has told associates he believes President Trump has committed impeachable offenses after last week's attack on the Capitol. The major newspaper also reported the majority leader is pleased that Democrats are moving to impeach him, citing people familiar with his thinking. U.S. prosecutors are weighing sedition charges against at least some of the Trump loyalists who stormed the Capitol a week ago today. The acting U.S. attorney in Washington says trespassing and other misdemeanor counts against some of the dozens arrested so far may still be upgraded to sedition, punishable by up to 20 years in prison. Kuwait's Prime Minister Sabah al-Khalid al-Sabah presented the resignation of his cabinet to the country's ruler Wednesday, days before the premier was due to be questioned in parliament over his choice of ministers and other issues. The standoff between the